So this is kind of a heavy note to leave it on, but it does have hopefully a hopeful twist to it. The song Heart at Play, I just wrote, days before I sent it to you. And I haven't outwardly talked about this publicly yet, just because it's very new and it's also very personal. And it's, one of those things that is another thing in your life that just kind of like stops you in your tracks and is like, you have to figure out what your next move is. But I had a cancer scare. I guess a month ago. And I'm actually really glad that you asked about it, because it is something that is not talked about enough. And it is something that I hope, coming out of this, I'm able to talk about more as well, just because, it's one of those things that people don't talk about enough. I went in for a checkup, which I was overdue. Usually I'm really, really good about going to my checkups, and I'm, with Shagwolf, written many songs about how important it is to get tested and to go on a hot date with your new partner to the clinic. And, I stand by that. But I had missed my annual, so I was overdue by like 2 years because of the pandemic, and I didn't feel like it was safe for me to go into a doctor's office unless I had a reason to. So I had been putting it off, and I went to the doctor about a month ago, and I had a regular pap, and it showed that I had HPV, which is super common. And it's, again, it's one of those things that's not talked about very much. A lot of women have HPV. Men also frequently have HPV, but they're typically just carriers. And basically my pap had showed that I had irregular cells and that those are precancerous. Long story short, I had to go in for a procedure, and it's just kind of a thing that they're monitoring now. And I'll go back in 6 months and they're going to keep an eye on it. So, things are looking good, which is great. That being said, it is so unbelievably important, to get yourself checked out and taken care of, and to constantly get tested, and to talk about sex education and sex health openly, because, I was really scared and I was really freaked out. And then after sharing my experience with a lot of other women and men as well, actually, I discovered that I knew a lot of people who had HPV, and I had known several other women who had also had precancerous cells. And it was just this like thing that I had never known about some of my closest friends and that we hadn't talked about. And it was just like, if this is so common, if 2/3 of the population have HPV, why don't we talk about it? And so I wrote Heart at Play. Obviously it was like the night that I came home from that procedure, and I was really shaken up. I was really freaked out. And I was like, here I am in my last year of my 20s. I'm going to be 30 in June. I just put out a new record. This was supposed to be my year. The year was stolen from all of us. And here I am thinking that I have cancer and that I'm, not going to, just a lot of what ifs. And, it was really scary, but it gave me that song, and it gave me the opportunity to reach out to a lot of people who've had similar experiences, and made me realize that this is the kind of thing that we need to be talking about just as much as anything else. So Heart at Play, it pretty much says it all for itself in the lyrics when you listen to it. But talk about these things with your loved ones, talk about these things with your partners, be open with your partners, because it's important. And also, you're not alone. A million people go through this all the time.